The Rolex Kentucky three-day event at the Kentucky Horse Park, North America's only four-star competition where the best horses and riders in the world face off at the highest level of the sport for the richest prize in three-day eventing, gets underway on Thursday. WUKY's Samantha Letterman has this preview.
Everyone agrees there's something special about the Rolex Kentucky three-day event, but there are so many things to choose from that make it so. Is it the location, the caliber of the competition, the $400,000 purse making the first prize the biggest in the sport in the world? U.S. team coach and previous winner David O'Connor thinks it's something else.
For me, it's that one of the big things is the fan base, because you go to a lot of the European, they have more history in some ways. But you watch Rolex grow here in this last 15 years and grow into something. It's the biggest dressage, let's say on Friday afternoon, it's the biggest dressage educated crowd in the world, bar none, anywhere. Bigger than badminton, bigger than Burley, bigger than Little Meulen, bigger than Olympic Games, bigger than a World Championships. Outright Friday afternoon is the most educated, passionate crowd, biggest crowd for dressage that you see anywhere in the world. And the cross country is probably one of the best pieces of ground you could find anywhere with that Kentucky bluegrass. And Derek always does, you know, in his style, that very forward riding. You know, it's been different styles of different course designers over the years, but that forward riding and with a very passionate group of people. And also, you know, when you're here, you're feeling like you're walking onto, like I said, a sporting event. It's not just a horse show. And those are few and far between in our sport.
Derek DeGrazia has been designing the cross-country course for the Rolex Kentucky three-day event since 2011. At 11 and a half minutes, this is the pinnacle of the sport, the longest, toughest cross-country with the biggest, widest and most technically challenging obstacles, testing the horse and rider's partnership, fitness and training.
I think that you get very familiar with the ground, and it forces you really to go out and find new lines and new ways of doing things within the park.
Each year he changes the course up a bit. And although the riders will walk it many times, the horses will see it for the first time when they go out to jump it on the Saturday. For DeGrazia, it's the park that makes the event so special.
There's just the fact that you have the land, the ground is good. You have all of the different features that have been developed over the years, and you have terrain here. And I think, surprisingly enough, a lot of people don't realize how much change of elevation there is in the park, and so it really makes you have to have a fit horse to come here.
A highly prestigious event in its own right, this year the Rolex Kentucky three-day event will also serve as a potential selection trial for the World Equestrian Games to be held next September in Tryon, North Carolina, and O'Connor will be watching closely.
So it's an important part getting ready here for Tryon, where we're taking a look at this terrain and seeing the horses that are going to benefit or be needed for this event because of the fitness. Terrain here, the fitness is going to be a big deal. So a galloping horse is going to, the cross country is going to win the day here at Tryon. And so looking at those horses that have that ability to run that distance, and even though the World Championships is only 10 minutes instead of 11 and a half, which is what Rolex is, this 10 minutes is going to feel like 11 and a half. And so a four-star galloping horse is going to be the winners of the day here.
O'Connor, along with the U.S. selectors, will be looking for horses that impress at Rolex Kentucky next week as contenders for the World Equestrian Games next year. A good performance here will be a stepping stone on a journey that probably began before the previous World Games 4 years ago, as a partnership at this level is typically a long, slow process.
You're really looking, you know, especially with these younger horses, that they're stepping up onto this stage and that they can play the stage, and then you spend the next year establishing that they go on to the, about being that type of competitive at this stage. So having them come up and step onto that, up onto that distance and that complexity, and seeing how they handle it and see how the riders handle it is an important step. So that does start now. Just coming out and just having a one-off next spring is not going to be good enough.
Caroline Martin is a young rider who's definitely impressed everyone since turning pro, and especially this spring, winning one of the main prep trials earlier this month. Currently the top under-25 rider in the USA, she qualified and arrived at the horse park last year hoping to compete her horse Quantum Solace, only to find out during the preliminary vet inspection that he had a heart condition that would prevent him from ever eventing again. Now she's back, hoping to make amends.
I have a really nice horse, Spring Easy, and I'm really glad I get to take him. I think he's a very strong, like, very good cross-country horse. And, you know, I trust him, and I produce him up the levels just like Quantum Solace, and I just think it's another chance to go four-star. You know, and I produced two horses to that level back-to-back years. So I just hope that means that I can keep producing a horse to the four-star level.
It's been a long time since a four-star rookie won the Rolex Kentucky three-day event, but according to O'Connor, that shouldn't be a mental barrier to Martin.
Well, I think the first-timer has to think that they can, that's for sure. I mean, I'm not a great believer in respecting your peers when you're competing against them. You're there to compete, and if you can play the game and you can get into the low 40s in the dressage and you can go fast and your horse jumps and he jumps around these things, then you go there thinking the same thing. I don't believe that you go to Rolex for the first time thinking that, okay, I'm just going to be here for the experience and see where I go. Like, no, why not go beat him and take the game away from him? If you have that skill set, which those guys do, if you have that skill set, then use them and don't be intimidated. I'm not a huge believer in respecting your peers or your elders when you step on a competition stage. You're there to beat them, and that's what should happen.
Winning at Rolex is far from Martin's mind right now. Her feet are firmly on the ground, and she's trying to keep everything in perspective.
You got to think it's another horse show. We got to get through this weekend, the Fork, and I have to get through the two-star next weekend. You know, I just kind of think more about the horse and rather than the atmosphere. You know, Rolex is special because it's our only four-star in America, but I don't take into consider what the place is. I try to take and consider what horse I have and how lucky I get to ride, you know, the horse I get to ride.
No one has ever won the Rolex Kentucky three-day event 3 years in a row, but German rider Michael Young is bringing back Fischer Akana to attempt to break that record. Triumphant in 2015 and 2016, if anyone can do it, they can. Young is the only rider to ever hold Olympic, European and world titles at the same time. And last year he became only the second rider to ever win the coveted Grand Slam, the Triple Crown of eventing.
So obviously he's the guy to beat. He's on a roll of great confidence. He's got very good horses. He had a very good program. I mean, that's an ideal thing. It's not just him as a rider, but that whole system that is producing and behind him is very, very good and a lesson for a lot of people.
O'Connor is in the fairly unique position of having experienced Rolex Kentucky as both a competitor and now a coach, and he's not sure which he prefers.
It's very different because, unfortunately, you know, as a coach, all you can do in the end is give advice and try to have somebody in the right frame of mind that they feel good about themselves and give advice. And then the riders have to, you know, they take that advice or they don't take that advice. You just have to roll the dice. I mean, you're not the one that's out there. You're not the one that's competing. So you do all you can to try to give whatever information that rider feels like they need or want or sometimes you feel like they need. And then you got to let it go and trust that rider is going to do that. And that's nerve-wracking in a lot of ways because you're not in control at all. You don't expect to take control. You don't. That's up to the rider. And my enjoyment is actually watching the riders take, either they take that information or they grow and they take that confidence and watch them execute that their skill set. That's my enjoyment at a coach. My enjoyment at a coach is not for them to do whatever you tell them to do. My enjoyment is to watch them, their thought process, and watch them grow in confidence in that. And then execute it. And that's what I get a kick out of as a sitting on this side. Competitor, right? It's very different. You know, it's an emotional. The emotions are clearer. They're higher. They're lower. So that is a big deal as a competitor. The nerves are obviously a way bigger deal. Even when you get there, do you miss the? You know, I would say, do I miss the 11 and a half minutes? Yeah, sure, I miss the 11 and a half minutes. Probably don't miss the 3 hours before the 11 and a half minutes so much, but the 11 and a half minutes, that skill set and that putting yourself in that mind is really important. And so trying to remember that, not even remember that, but trying to recognize that and recognize that with riders. And I've been you're there, let's say nerves up or down, and you're trying to, because you've been there, you're helping them realize that that is coming, and that's an accepted side of the sport, and your job is to manage that and keep your head in the game. And because you've been there, you know, you've been there multiple times, and that's your job now because you remember that very vividly as a competitor.
How does Martin maintain her composure and steady her nerves as the big day draws closer? She relies on a strong support system and a routine that includes family, her coach, former Olympic gold medalist Leslie Law, and her boyfriend Michael.
I call my parents. I talk to my parents every day on the phone. Like, I have a routine. I go to the gym in the morning on the way back from the gym to the bar, and I call my parents and talk to them about the what the day is. And then I talk to Leslie Law probably 6 times a day. I call my boyfriend probably 20 times a day, even though we live together. I rely on a really good group, and my groom, Sally, too. You know, I have very key people in my life, and my vet, poor Brendan. I called Brendan for a lot. So, you know, I got a huge group that have my back.
The Rolex Kentucky three-day event takes place Thursday through Sunday, April the 27th to the 30th at the Kentucky Horse Park. For 91.3 WUKY News, I'm Samantha Lederman.